This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You know, I hate it when my view changes in a span of 1 hour on the air. I went from almost giddy that we won a big, huge victory today to now really believing it's a minor league victory and the tide is still so against us. Yes, they turned down the employer mandate. Federal government can't mandate companies with 100 employees or more to give COVID vaccines. No, federal government can't do that. But the employers can. And the state government can. And the health care providers can. And the government contractors can. And then someone sent me this article. Top New Hampshire conservative targeted by child services for giving his son ivermectin. Can you imagine? One of New Hampshire's leading political conservatives is fighting to keep his children from the state Child Protective Services Agency after giving his 13-year-old son ivermectin. We all know that the minute you give ivermectin, COVID's gone. Who would not want to give it to their children? But the liberals tried to take his children away. His son, who stands over 6 feet tall and has a black belt in Taekwondo, had already returned to his martial arts classes, was over at a friend's house when the Department of Social Services showed up with two police officers on December 9th. Looking for the son and daughter. They told me there was an ambulance parked at the end of the road to transport my son and daughter to the hospital. You either take them or we'll take them, the social worker told him. The emergency order, which was provided to the Epoch Times, claimed the teen was at risk of coma or death due to the amount of ivermectin administered to him. At the time, it had been nearly 2 weeks since his son had taken any ivermectin. The entire family used pharmaceutical ivermectin, ordered online from an international company to treat COVID in November. By the time the social services saw his children, all the family members were over COVID and returned to their daily routines, all healthy. But a nurse practitioner saw the son for a routine follow-up exam on the morning of December 9th, and she called DCYF on Hollel. This is really amazing. Absolutely amazing. The nurse practitioner works for an outpatient clinic, did not do any follow-up blood work or any lab tests before calling the Department of Social Services. Ivermectin was only discussed with the nurse practitioner in a casual manner, and she never indicated she had any serious concerns about his son before leaving the practice. Ivermectin was not an issue at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden it turned to a risk of coma several hours later. Folks, we are living in a communist, fascist, authoritarian police state. You know, it's crazy. By the way, a prominent local Democrat and Republicans all agree the case against Hoel, long labeled a conservative firebrand by the state's liberal press, sounds like more like politics and less like actual child neglect. Republican Executive Counselor Dave Wheeler told Epoch Times he has no doubt that the Department of Social Services practicing politics, having gone through something similar himself when he was Senate Minority Whip. It sounds like they're up to their own tricks. In 1998, when Wheeler was serving his sixth term as executive counselor to the governor, was leading a charge to reform the DCYF, which is New Hampshire's version of social services, including what he called severe abuse of evidence. Two police officers showed up at his home on what they alleged was an anonymous report of an adult male beating a young minor in the backyard. The case was covered by the local media, and he was out of town at the time. However, he found himself as a Republican senator. But but not before they question him about some of his parenting choices, including he and his wife's choice to homeschool their two children. This guy, Hoel, has homeschooled all four of his children. Ah, there we go. Including two that are now in college. But they got an emergency custody order for his son. And they've questioned the family doctor about the homeschooling of the children. Wow. This is like communism. This is like the Soviet Gulag. This is the KGB. This is the East German Stasi. This is like the guy who ran Romania. Do you remember what happened to the guy who ran Romania? I think his name was Ceausescu. Him and his wife were like idols. Everyone treated him like rock stars. He was the tyrant who ran Romania. And they loved him for 30 years until communism was finally toppled. And then they chased him and his wife through the streets. And a crowd murdered them. Left them in a ditch dead. Just like they did with Gaddafi in Libya. These people are tyrants, just like Romania, just like Soviet Union, just like Communist China. Unbelievable. At the very moment that we know that ivermectin works, they're chasing this guy and trying to take his son away from him. You know what that would do to a 13-year-old boy? To be taken away from your parents and put instantly into some home with people you don't know? When you have loving parents that love you and got your ivermectin to keep you healthy? They're sick in the head. People like this are sick in the head. They need to be taken to Guantanamo. They need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Public officials who abuse their roles to take away someone's child should spend 30 years banging rocks in hard labor in a Guantanamo. But of course, we know we don't do that to anybody in America, right? Only in communist countries does anyone have hard labor or bang away at rocks. In America, in Guantanamo, we give them prayer rugs. We give them four great meals a day. I'm sure we put icing on their dessert. I'm sure we wheel out Christmas cake at Christmas time with 21 candles. And sing happy birthday to the Muslim terrorists. And if you were to do that, it's Islamophobia. You must hate Muslims if you don't treat Muslim terrorists with great respect. No, I don't think the Supreme Court ruling today was that big a deal. Thank God it's better than if they'd ruled that the mandate was fine. So from that standpoint, good. But it doesn't stop a private employer from doing it. It doesn't stop a state from doing it. It doesn't stop the healthcare providers from doing it. As a matter of fact, they ruled 5-4 healthcare providers can demand a vaccine mandate. It doesn't stop the government contractors from doing it. Doesn't stop, let's see, there's a million of them here. A million bad things I caught today. I believe that the federal government is now keeping a list of all of the people who have gotten religious exemptions. Why are they keeping that list? That doesn't remind you of Nazi Germany or the Soviet Gulag? Lists and mandates and bans, all central to communist tyrants, fascists, dictators of all kinds. Internal hospital data confirms a huge increase in patients with vaccine side effects in 2021. As I said in the last hour, it's so ironic that in 2020, when the media was trying to make you so scared with fear porn that COVID would ruin your life, COVID would kill millions, there was no increase in deaths. It was the same number of deaths, but there was suddenly no more heart attacks, no more cancer. No more strokes. It was just everyone died of COVID because, of course, the hospitals got $39,000 bonuses and the nursing homes got $39,000 bonuses for every person that died that they could claim was COVID. If you died of cancer and you had one COVID germ in your body at the moment you died, they called it COVID. But there was no increase in deaths in 2020, and I spent the whole year arguing that there is no increase in deaths. Something's wrong. If COVID's killing so many people, how come there is no increase in deaths? Now we get to 2021, and there is a massive increase in deaths from last year. Of course, now we're in 2022. But 2021 was just a couple weeks ago. And there was absolutely a massive increase in deaths of heart attack, strokes, blood clots, and other ailments. Clearly, the vaccine is killing people. Clearly, the numbers are huge. And we're in this absolute Nazi Soviet propaganda state that covers up all proof that this vaccine is killing people. At many hospitals, I'm reading here from an article from Alex Berenson, who's been a guest on my show many times, the former science journalist for the New York Times, who now believes this COVID vaccine is killing people and hurting people, just like I do. Alex Berenson says at many hospitals, the number of patients reported to have post-vaccine injuries rose fivefold or more after COVID vaccines were introduced in December 2020. For example, one database including 100 institutions included more than 8,900 reports in 2021 compared to fewer than 2,000 in 2020. A different system reported an increase from 162 in 2019, and that's before COVID, to more than 1,100 in 2021. These are people who have vaccine injuries. Several people with access to different databases provided the figures on the condition they remain anonymous, of course. Because if you leak President Trump's conversation with a world leader, you're a hero to the liberals. They give you a job on CNN. But if you leak real healthcare figures that prove that COVID's a scam and that the COVID vaccine's killing people more than COVID is and injuring them more than COVID is, oh my God, that's the end of your career. All the databases showed a similar increase, ranging from fourfold to more than tenfold, and the rise parallels the massive increase in vaccine injuries and deaths reported to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, in 2021. Okay? In 2020, there were 50,000 vaccine reports of injury. In 2021, once we had the COVID vaccine, 740,000 VAERS reports submitted last year. Vaccine advocates insist the VAERS reports are unreliable. Well, let me tell you something. Since the beginning of time, we've always had the VAERS reports. And when it shows 20 people died from a vaccine, and then next year it shows 100 died from a vaccine, and the next year it shows 200 died from a vaccine, and now suddenly it shows 21,000 died, I think there's a sign there that something's wrong. It doesn't matter if all 21,000 are right. It doesn't matter if all 20 or all 200 are right. There's a pattern. More people are dead and injured now from the vaccine than all the other vaccines in history.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, just, to continue with what I was saying, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, the Root's on fire, and I was talking about the VAERS Adverse Effects Reporting System, VAERS. Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, VAERS. And I was reading from Alex Berenson, who's a former science journalist in the New York Times. And he points out something I've been saying on this show for a long time now. You know, liberals' favorite argument is the VAERS doesn't mean anything. Anyone can report anything on VAERS, and that it's up to the CDC to investigate. So just because there's 21,000 reported dead doesn't mean they all died directly from the vaccine. And as Alex Berenson reports, exactly what I've been saying for months now, it's coded. The only person who would know how to ever put anything, enter anything into the VAERS system is a doctor or a nurse, and it's a pain in the ass. Nobody wants to do it. It's 45 minutes to enter into the system, and then you have to know all the right codes. Like any normal person would spend 45 minutes and enter code T50.Z95A versus T50.Z95D or T50.Z95S. Are you starting to get the idea? Wayne Root, I'm a smart guy. I'm Ivy League educated. I never fill out forms. When doctors ask me to fill out a form, I get sick to my stomach, and I have sweat pouring off my forehead, and I clam up, and I don't want to do it, and I want to leave the doctor's office, which is why I never go to doctor's offices. I can't stand filling out their long forms to list everything in my entire life for the last 50 years. Ridiculous. No one's going to fill out this VAERS accident report unless it's a doctor who actually admits their patient died. And as both Harvard and Columbia pointed out when they did studies in the last 10 years and 2 years of the VAERS report, it's vastly underreported, not overreported. Because only a doctor would fill it out. Most doctors aren't honest enough to say, you know, last week three of my patients died when I injected them with a vaccine. You don't exactly want to say that. And if their families don't know about the report, you just shut up and make believe maybe it'll go away. Make believe it never happened. So the idea that you have, you know, you're taking a credibility away from theirs by saying those aren't real is the biggest lie ever told. Every person on there is a doctor's patient, and the doctor or nurse has filled out the required paperwork that takes 45 minutes of your life explaining the bad injury or death from a vaccine. And even if you assume that some percentage of them is, you know, not really from the vaccine until you investigate, so what, that percentage should always be the same. When 200 people die from the vaccine versus 21,000, it's the same. 70% is from the vaccine and 30 is not. Don't you think maybe 21,000 dead from a vaccine is a sign there's something going on that's bad and evil and wrong? All right, Energized Health is a sponsor of this segment of the show. Because I believe in health, right? John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I'm Exhibit A. I was on the program for 88 days, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Never gained the fat or the weight back. Kept the muscle. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 or 15 years younger. I compare it to my picture from 2011 when I was 50 years old, hanging out with Steve Forbes at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And I look much older and much thicker at the age of 50 than I do at the age of 60 going on 61. So I'm reverse aging, and I do give the credit to Energized Health. That's made the most dramatic difference in my life. So take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of testimonials that all say the same thing. Change their life. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wainwright sent you and get the 40% Wainwright discount, 40% off, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Here it is. I was looking for it before and I couldn't find it. Federal agency to compile a list of employees who seek the religious exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So all employees at an obscure federal agency who claim religious exemptions from President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate will be added to a list, the agency stated in a January 11th public notice. It's the CSOSA, the Court Services and Offender Supervisory Agency, posted the notice in the Federal Register asking for public comment on the new system, which is being called the Employee Religious Exception Request Information System. Why do you think you're keeping that list? I know why I'm thinking. They're going to come back and force vaccinate you, A. Two, they're going to try and take your job and your pension away, B. C, they're going to use that list to match it with people who own guns and try and take your guns away because you're unfit to own a gun because you didn't get your vaccine. Here's another story. German lockdown saw up to threefold increase in child suicide attempts. What do you think the numbers are in the United States from lockdowns and masks all day at school?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking the federal vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 or more workers with a 6-3 decision. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains why the Biden administration is still encouraging businesses to impose their own vaccine requirement.
Employees want to feel safe in the workplace because they want to incentivize workers to come back to the workplace, and because they've seen large companies across the country implement this and see how effective it is.
The court also decided to allow the vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in a 5-4 decision. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is still prepared to pursue diplomatic solutions unless Russia starts acting aggressively toward Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and his new product, Z-Stack. Dr. Zelenko developed the Zelenko protocol, and a reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Now he's got a new product called Z-Stack, which has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula built around vitamins, including zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House and governments on four continents. Z-Stack is GMP-certified and made in the USA. All you do is go to my website, root4america.com, root4america.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. All right, we've got our guest. We love having him on every couple of weeks. Niger Innes is with us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. In other words, he is an African-American Republican conservative from Mount Vernon, New York, where I was born and raised, two brothers from another mother in Mount Vernon, New York. Niger Innes, welcome to the Wayne Allen Roots Show. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to my brother from another mother. I am doing terrific, my friend, and great to be on with you, as we always are, twice a month.
Tell me about your reaction to the Supreme Court today striking down Biden's vaccine mandates on businesses with 100 or more employees. Thoughts?
Yeah, I want to tell, there are a couple of things. Number one, it was a split decision. On the one hand, it is a serious, serious body blow, almost a nuclear missile to Biden and any other uber governmental mensch that wants to impose mandates on private businesses on what they want to do. And my God, what a wonderful, wonderful signal to send to the millions of small businesses out there that are already suffocating under the regulatory boot of the federal and local governments to basically say that OSHA does not have the constitutional authority to implement that. And quite frankly, you know, there was in addition to the majority opinion, which was 6-3, by the way, which is pretty substantial with this sometimes shaky court, there was a separate opinion written by Thomas and some of the other more conservative justices saying that, you know, these regulatory bodies are not legislative bodies. If you want to make law, you're supposed to go to the Congress, U.S. Congress, the House and Senate of the United States, not, you know, go through regulatory fiat to get something implemented. On the other hand, of course, you know, that the court also ruled by a 5-4 decision that businesses that are receiving Medicare or Medicaid money can be regulated. In a sense. So in a sense, it's a split decision. But I tell you, the larger picture, Wayne, what it tells me, and I'm sure you believe this as well as a rock solid conservative, is that, you know, contrary to the liberals who are always crying and moaning about there being too many conservatives on the court and even wanting to pack the court by giving Biden the opportunity to stack more justices on there to make it more liberal, this court is pretty balanced. I mean, you've got Justice Thomas, of course, and Alito, who are rock stars, Gorsuch and sometimes Barrett as well, that are pretty solid conservative votes. And, of course, you've got Sotomayor, Breyer, and Kagan that are consistently far liberal and when it comes to decisions coming before the court. But then you have Roberts and you could almost say his stepson, Kavanaugh, that are kind of the swing votes when it comes to these questions. And, you know, I'm sure that's a surprise to many of us activists out there that fought so hard to get these guys on the bench.
Yeah, no, I'm very disappointed at Kavanaugh. And by the way, you didn't mention the fact that even though we won the big victory with the big one, which is the OSHA ruling mandate with all the companies with 100 or more employees, we lost by a 5-4 healthcare employees mandate because Roberts, as always a traitor, and Kavanaugh switched sides. And let me tell you, that's no small loss because someone pointed out to me during my show today that healthcare is 1/6 of the American economy. So that means they approved healthcare mandates on 1/6 of the American economy, including all the wonderful nurses that listen to my show, and all the orderlies, and all the doctors, and all the massage therapists, and anybody who works in a hospital is now got the mandate. So it was a big victory, but it was also kind of a disappointing defeat at the same time.
It was, but you know, it's a weird one. When you recall, we talked about this before, and we kind of gave your audience a little bit of a sneak preview of what was to come, because you and I both said that no way it is completely unconstitutional for the government to impose mandates on small businesses or even large private businesses, but on the other hand, to impose it on federal workers that work for the government was a different story. And that's kind of the split, a reflection of the split decision that went down today. Of course, the court went even further, because that CMS case is not so much about federal workers, it is about those who are receiving Medicare and Medicaid money, you know, dealing with health workers. So, yeah, it is disappointing, but considering that Roberts and Kavanaugh have proven to be reincarnation of Justice Kennedy and Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, that were often the swing votes on the court decades ago.
Yeah, you can bet Wainwright wouldn't be a swing vote. So I'm putting in my proposal right now for a Wainwright Supreme Court nomination, because I wouldn't be a swing vote. I'd vote the conservative libertarian one on every single vote. You know, there's only one answer out there, right?
I think absolutely you'd be more like Alito, and of course my personal favorite, Justice Clarence Thomas, who was consistently rock solid, an originalist, conservative justice.
Yeah, there's only one to me, and one way to vote, and that is for the Constitution. If it isn't constitutional, you strike it down. It's that simple. I just don't know why it's so complicated, except these people are all for bigger government and Big Brother and all that. Very sad. And I'm also worried, Niger, even again, it's a big victory. I don't want to put down a big victory. I'm glad we won, but it was a narrow victory because they just ruled regarding OSHA. So the question is whether Biden will now come back and say, wait a minute, they ruled for me with health care, so now I'm going to do every industry separately and write it just like the health care mandate, and the Supreme Court will go along with each one of those. And I fear that's what's about to happen.
Yeah, I fear that's about to happen. And even though I applaud the specific and separate majority opinion written by the three conservative justices that said that regulatory agencies are not a fourth branch of government, that does crack open the door for the Biden administration, which represents the executive branch, of course, as president of the United States, to do exactly what you're suggesting and to say, hey, look, the Supreme Court said that these regulatory commissions and bodies don't have regulatory authority to make law because they are not another branch of government. I am a branch of government. I lead the executive branch of government, and I will impose these mandates.
Yeah, well, believe me, we're not out of the storm yet. Trust me, it's not even close. Because, I mean, even today on a day where we won two huge victories, there's also so many clouds looming on the horizon, which I'll get to in a minute. But the two victories were, number one, this 6-3 decision against the mandate for private employers. And then number two, really the biggest victory today, the biggest clear-cut victory, were two Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, both saying no to the new voting law, which he wanted to pass today, which would have ruined America today. You'd never allow any major amount of Republicans ever again if they pass this change to voting law today. And it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Sinema killed it. So I don't get it, because I thought Sinema was a crazy socialist liberal when she got elected in Arizona. But she's been on the side of decency and morality and fairness and the Constitution on a lot of votes. And I'm sure the Democrats hate her, but I like her.
Her, along with Manchin, are absolute rock stars. And I actually have even more respect for her than I do for Manchin, even though I have a great deal of respect for Senator Manchin. Senator Manchin is in a state that Donald Trump won by, I think, more than 50 points. You know, Sinema is in a, you know, what has become, unfortunately, a purple state. You know, and so for her, I think it is a profile in courage. And for her, I think it is someone who actually truly does want to represent the balance that the United States Senate should be. And I'm very, very proud of her. I'm very, very proud of Manchin. And, you know, I tell you, I know you're disappointed, as am I, in the split decision. It should have been a slam dunk on both cases. I actually think the wind is blowing strongly in the direction of constitutionalists, of conservatives, because if you look at Joe Biden's approval numbers, they are going into the tank. And Joe Biden, in one of the most scurrilous, insulting, racially demagogic speeches he ever made in Georgia, the president went down and was stood up by Stacey Abrams, the rock star of the so-called voting rights movement, which, of course, is not about voting rights. It's about implementing laws so that illegal voting can take place without any checks or imbalances, and so that we can move the country towards what these radical AOC-like, Bernie Sanders-like, liberals, Ilhan Omar types really want, which is a one-party country where there is no effective Republican Party.
All right, we're taking a quick break. We'll be back more with Nigel Ennis. I'm Wayne L. Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the House that Root built. Nigel Ennis, by the way, a great conservative, and he is the national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE. We'll be back more with War and Nigel Ennis. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, back in a sec with Niger Innes. By the way, I want to say hi to my old friend Bernie Fratto, local sports radio personality here in Las Vegas. Great guy. We get together for lunch every once in a while, although it's been far too long. And he just texted me. He's listening to the show right now, listening to my interview with Niger and myself. Having a great time. Says, best show on radio. Wayne Allen Root, I appreciate that, Bernie. Great to hear from you. Hope you're enjoying a great football season. The sponsor of this segment of the show, brand new one, by the way. We have a couple of new ones. We're just bursting at the seams. Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these incredible rates we've got right now, interest rates, but you have to act now. Refi, buying a home, get locked in at a great rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, toll-free, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE, S-A-V-E. Thank you to all the new advertisers who are with us. We're bursting at the seams nationally. We're completely sold out locally on my Vegas superstation, AM 670. And it's not a surprise. People like what I have to say. And what I have to say is raw truth. And we bring them great guests like Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. You and I were talking in the break, Niger, about Biden, how desperate he is. He's at 33% in the latest poll. And that's Quinnipiac, which is not a conservative-leaning poll. That's a liberal-leaning, oversampled Democrat poll. They got him at 33. That means, in my mind, he's really in the 20s. And I saw with whites in general, he's in the 20s. So can you imagine if you polled just white males? Because we know a lot of white women tend to be liberal. You know, white single women are liberal. If you ever polled white straight straight males. I bet you Biden's at like 7%. He's got big problems, man. Big. And you know the other poll I saw that surprised me is the Wall Street Journal said that among Hispanics, it's dead even Trump against Biden if he runs for election against Trump. Dead even. It was a tie because Hispanic women gave a 20-point victory to Biden and Hispanic men gave a 26-point victory to Trump. Hispanic men are machismo and they love Trump. I was shocked to see that. That's great news.
I was not shocked at all to see that because that's actually a reflection that gender racial divide that you speak of is also reflected in the black community, although not as powerful,
not that big a number,
as powerfully reflected as the Hispanic. But yeah. Black men voted for Trump two times as high as black women. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And, of course, Wayne, you also know that in that same Quinnipiac poll that he was in the low 30s overall, but among independents, the critical winning demographic, he's at 25% approval rate.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was the, I don't know if I was looking at that poll, because I look at hundreds of polls, but I don't know if it was that poll, but I know there's another very credible poll out that show, and I think it was that one, and Quinnipiac, I think that he's gone down 50 points since the election among young people, meaning voters under the age of 30.
Yep.
He's down 50 points. So he was like at 77% approval, and now he's at 27% approval, which shocked me because I thought young people who aren't in the workforce yet probably don't have a clue how bad this guy is as president. But they do have a clue. They know that things are not good, and young people don't like Joe Biden anymore. That's significant.
And it's a reflection of the desperation of Biden and the Democratic Party, and it makes me a little nervous, going into the foreign policy arena. There's a rumor, you said educated guess, that Biden's going to try to cut a deal with Iran to change the subject in the media and to get himself an immediate victory. But instead of doing that, what he needs to do, Wayne, is recognize a name that I'm hoping your listeners and our whole country will learn about more and more. It is a gentleman named Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, who's the crown prince of Abu Dhabi and the de facto ruler of the United Arab Emirates. Most of your listeners, if not all of your listeners, know the critical Abraham Accords that Trump and his special envoy, Jared Kushner, put together. But
which
they don't know that on the Arab side of this peace treaty, this historic peace treaty between several Arab nations and the state of Israel, that Prince Mohammed bin Zayed was truly the spearhead to creating a peaceful revolution within the Middle East. And this man really should be up for a Nobel Peace Prize for bringing peace, more peace to the region from the Arab side than any leader, than I would argue, since the death and assassination of Anwar Sadat, who lost his life for making peace and bringing stability in the region.
Yeah, you'll remember I was at the Abraham Accords. President Trump invited me as a guest. I went with my fiancée at the time, Cindy Parker, who's now Mrs. Wainwright. We went to Washington, D.C. for the Abraham Accords. By the way, that was when Washington, D.C. was still open to Wainwright. I'm now one of the dirty unvaccinated. I'm not allowed to go to Washington, D.C. I can't walk on the streets. I can't walk in a restaurant. I can't walk in a bar. My father fought at Okinawa, was willing to die for his country. His son now is blocked and banned from the streets of Washington, D.C. because I'm unvaccinated. How sick is that? Niger, we got to run. Have yourself a great day. Always love having banter with you. Great stuff. Thanks, Niger.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.